Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. Rick is the author of The On-Demand Brand, and he's one of the top marketing experts that we know of, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for quite a while. Rick, thanks again for being here. We're talking about micro video in the last segment. We're talking, folks, 6-second, 10-second, 15-second videos, little bursts of information, little bursts of content that... Now, one of the things I wanted you to do, though, Rick, in this segment, is you actually took this on the road. You took the show on the road and applied the micro video strategy to a real customer. Tell us what happened.
Absolutely. You will not believe this, Jim. So my own experience with micro video has been spectacular. So working with a client of mine who happens to be in the micro video space, we conducted a series of tests for video game advertising in promoted Facebook posts this last spring. So in the first test, we created an ad featuring a static, kind of like a movie poster style still image, like a hero poster with a link to a page where you could buy the game. And we tested it against an ad with a 10-second micro video loop and a link to that buy page. Now, here's where it gets interesting, Jim. The ad with the static image far outperformed the micro video ad in terms of generating Facebook likes. So people who responded to the static ad were like, oh, yeah, I like that. But the ad featuring a micro video loop generated 242% more click-through rates to a buy page. So it was phenomenal. Yeah.
So the potential conversion... You know, here's what you got to remember, folks. Likes are nice, but that ain't money.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They can't buy when they don't buy when they like, but if they get to the buy page, they're one click away from saying deliver it.
Exactly. What we discovered is that these static image ads were great at motivating or get people to express their affinities. Mm-hmm. Micro video got them to take action.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, liking something is good for you as well, right? I mean, when you like something, people think that it's them participating in the social media activity. But when you click through to a buy page, that's accepting a call to action. That's different, isn't it?
And absolutely. And in fact, we also tested regular trailer ads, so a full video, right? 40-second video versus mm-hmm. a video loop, mm-hmm. and again, the full video got people to like the video. They even commented about the video. But the ad with the video loop saw 2.5 times the number of people.
That's interesting. Did it make them want more, you think?
I'm sorry?
You think it made them want more? Maybe the longer video gave them a little too much?
I think so. It may be a dynamic where it's someone who watches the longer form videos like, yeah, I love that game.
Right.
Oh, or I'm really looking forward to that game coming out. But the micro video was just enough to go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Here's another lesson inside the lesson here, Rick. You tested these, right? I mean, what you described to us was 3 or 4 different tests, and you tracked them so you could tell which one worked. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. You've got to do that all the time in everything that you do, from email to micro video.
Right, exactly. Last thoughts on micro video. I've got about a minute or so.
Sure. So going back to what this means for your audience, with micro video, the idea is to be quick, not slick. Go take your mobile phone out, and the best, most popular micro videos are shot even on your mobile phone and mm-hmm. take a very low-tech aesthetic. It means micro video really is a way to level the playing field for innovative startups and small businesses really looking to make the most of their online marketing.
Well, I've been encouraging small business owners to put fresh content, new content, new media content up on their websites for almost 17 years. But back in the day, Rick, that was a lot of trouble. You had to hire somebody to wedge it into your, you know, hammer it onto your website. Today, with all these different platforms, you can shoot it and have it up in you can shoot it in 10 seconds and have it up in 30 seconds.
It's so
anybody,
true.
Anybody can.
Anyone. You use a service like Slice Now, and you can go right onto the site, upload anything you want,
yeah,
and put it on just about any platform.
And start letting people engage with you. And so, good job today, Rick, bringing us some of this new media stuff, especially micro video. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Give us that website one more time quickly.
imatheson.com. imatheson.com.
So check it out. Thanks, Rick. See you next time.
Yeah.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.